Current state on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. If you go to the Dollar General store on South Martin Luther King Boulevard in Lansing, you're likely to get more than just the items you purchase. You might get a song, too. Cashier Luke Holliday loves to break into song while he works, and one of his customers recently captured him doing that and posted it to YouTube. The video went viral, and the attention led to some unexpected results. Joining us in the studio is the famous singing cashier himself, Luke Holliday.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Martin? How you doing today?
Welcome to Current State.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
We're talking about over a million combined views in social media.
At least. There might be more, but I don't want to, you know, say the wrong thing there. But yeah, it's crazy to get noticed at this level. I think the main reason for that is there's an artist, it was a hip-hop artist from Louisiana. His name is Lil Boosie. And Lil Boosie posted this video not long after the actual original video got, I think it might be like 630,000, something like that, views. And it was posted by my regular customer, Cherie Robinson, who, you know, me and her have been kind of going through this journey and figuring things out now. I'm getting offers, you know, so.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Tell us about the offers.
Well, I've heard from several different, record companies and management teams, trying to figure out whether or not, how interested I am in trying to, you know, create a solo career of some kind. At the same time, you know, I'm also working with my band. I have a band, Tell Yo Mama is what we're called. We're a funk blues band. And we, we've been working for a couple of years. We definitely want to continue that. So, you know, I'm kind of negotiating how to compromise and make, you know, work on my own as well as with my, you know, my people, the people that, you know, I got a lot of loyalty to him, a lot of love for him. So
you're at an interesting crossroads would seem. Let's hear a clip of the video we're talking about.
Realize that you're the highest of the high. And if you don't know, then I'll say it. So don't ever wonder. 42, 34. So tell me how long. How long it's gonna take until you speak, baby? 'Cause I can't live my life without you here by my side.
Lucas, you've got some chops. Well done. That's a great moment when you stop singing for a second and tell the customer the total and then just break back into the song again.
Yes, sir.
How often do you sing in a typical, you work an 8-hour shift, let's say?
Say regularly 5 to 6 usually, sometimes a little more, but that's how they split up everything, at least at my store.
So over a typical 5 or 6 hour shift, how often are you apt to bust into song?
Well, before people came in and started asking me to, you know, do it almost every time, I would do probably about at least twice a day, maybe 3 times a day. I'd either be humming to myself, kind of just going about my day, going about my business, just kind of getting ready to, you know, like continue on with the entire shift and so forth. It helps me work. It just helps me work to kind of hum through and sing through stuff. And then sometimes people will hear it, then they request to, you know, hear me at full voice, so forth. And a lot of times I get some stops and some stares, you know. Not every time, though. I mean, I'm not always perfect now. Sometimes I'll get that was really nice, you know, and that's enough for me. As long as people are pleased somehow, you know.
Does your boss mind?
I've said before that, especially recently with, you know, people calling me and stuff, that's definitely been, she's had to, you know, take time out to run the register. Well, she's allowed me to, because she's a very gracious person. But before that, I mean, it's really just, you know, yep, that's our Lucas. Yeah, he can sing. That's for sure. Hopefully he'll do something with it soon, you know.
Did you know the customer who recorded you?
Not closely, but I at least not personally. I'd seen her several times in the store, and then she'd heard me before, maybe once, like a month, maybe a month and a half before this all occurred.
Okay.
And I've known her family, members of her family for a while. and went to school with some of them and so forth. I went to Everett High School. So,
what was it like knowing that the internet was going nuts for this thing?
Insane. Like, when it happened, well, it was on election day. So when it happened, I had voted, and, you know, I don't mind to say that I was, you know, a little bit displeased with the results. And in any case, but I don't need to get into that any more than it, you know, has to be. But I was at my other job, I was at my second job, which is a car part assembly factory, which, you know, at this point I've been kind of having to take time off of that. But I was working there, and I was trying to, you know, just get through that day after realizing what was going on. And then I saw the internet. My phone was dead. Checked the internet, and I saw, what, 80,000, 90,000 views of this video. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is – something's going on here.
We're talking with Luke Holliday, Lansing singing cashier. A YouTube video of Luke doing his thing at Dollar General has gone viral, and as a result, he will join Maxwell on stage tomorrow night at the Palace of Auburn Hills.
That's right.
So how did Maxwell learn about the Maxwell was online, and eventually the sensation you created reached him. It's his song you're singing in the video.
Yes, sir.
Clarify.
Yes, sir. The song is called Ascension, or Don't Ever Wonder is kind of an alternate name of it. I believe somebody's either sent it through. It happened on Twitter, though, that he mentioned, like, hey, if you guys know where this guy is, we'll fly him out to Detroit and so forth, which I'm just, you know, I'm going to drive now that that's been set up. But, yeah, he just literally said, if you can find this guy, you know, let's see what can happen. I think it was actually, no, it was the Shade Room on Instagram, actually. I'm sorry. It was it popped up, and he said, oh, wow, he kills it. He commented on, you know, with his Instagram account.
What did you think when you saw that?
It's the first moment I saw that. You know, I thought maybe it was just going to be, it was kind of a, I don't know, it's unreal. It was almost as if, I'm like, all right, well, is this kind of a prompted thing? Is this an official page? Like, is this real?
Oh,
this...
okay. Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, you know, it was a little bit unreal to me, and I was skeptical, to be honest.
And you hooked up with Maxwell on Good Morning America a couple of days ago,
man.
And that's really what led to the offer to join him in Detroit?
That's true. Yeah, that was the official offer. I'd heard rumors and so forth, but once again, kind of skeptical, and then all of a sudden... boom, he asked me, and I'm elated and, you know, praying to God.
You're going to do one song with Maxwell, or how is this going to work?
I don't have all the details yet. I don't want to, you know, say anything out of character, out of proportion, I guess you could say. But I believe it's just going to be one song. You know, I guess we'll see what happens, but, you know, I'm not sure exactly, but we'll find out.
We'll just have
I know his pretty much his whole repertoire, so I could probably pull out something hopefully we'll try.
And Tell Your Mama has released a new album, correct?
Yes, sir. It's called Good Thing, with an A, Good Thing, Thang.
Thang.
yes. And, we literally just released this last Saturday, so... we played at the Avenue Cafe and off East Michigan Avenue.
Well done.
Yes, sir.
Well done. Well, everybody's excited for you. Before you go, would you sing a little bit for us? Could you do that?
Yeah. Let's see. Well, I can actually do, I'll do another Maxwell, actually. Pray God you can cope. Stand outside this woman's work, this woman's world, and ooh, it's hard on the main. Now his part is over. Now starts the craft of the father. I know you've got a little life in you yet, and I know you've got a lot of strength left, and I know you've got a little life in you yet, and I know you've got a lot of strength left.
Well done.
Yes,
well
sir,
done.
Yes,
Luke Holliday, Lansing singing cashier. A YouTube video of Luke doing his thing at Dollar General's gone viral, and as a result, he joins Maxwell on stage tomorrow night at the Palace of Auburn Hills.
Thank you, Mr.
Have
Martin.
Fun.
Yes, sir.
Be
yes,
in
sir.
The moment and enjoy it. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.